Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
All right, Best Healing with Beth, yay, is next. Let's bring Beth on to reintroduce herself, her show, and her guest, and what's up for today. Beth, welcome back.
Yay, thank you. Thank you. Two hurricanes later, I'm back.
Yay.
I'm excited. So, yes, this is the Best Healing show, and I'm excited because I have the best person with me today on the show, who is Kalyani Heather Lynn. And she and I have known each other a really long time, and she's fantastic. So I'm so excited she's here because we're going to talk about how we help other people learn what we do and some of what we do and how that works, because a lot of people are really interested. So she's my number one exceptional teacher of skills. So she's here with me today.
Awesome. Just before you dive in, I'll just let you know we had a full switchboard of callers, and I lost everybody when we refreshed the board for the show, so hopefully they'll dial back in, so you got some time to set the context and all of that.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. That works. We'll go with the flow here.
All right.
Kalyani, are you here?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
How are you?
Yeah. I'm great. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm really glad to have you here. Nicole, we can just dive in if you like, unless you have any specific questions you want us to go over there from the beginning.
No, diving in is the best place to start. Yay.
Thank you. So, Kalyani, the reason I wanted to have you on the show today are, of course, multiple reasons, but you know, I think there's been a lot of interest in our work on this show, and, you know, we've had a lot of callers calling in since we started it a few months back, and, you know, people wanting help with various issues and, you know, what's blocking their healing. You know, the best thing to do is to share with people that we at, you know, Best Healing Solutions teach what we do to, empower people so that they can learn and help themselves and people and animals that they love and all of that. So I thought it would be really great to have you here since you're, you know, the exceptional teacher of Best Healing Solutions, standout master teacher of all, honestly. So I really wanted to have you on the show today.
Oh, thank you. Yes, super sweet of you. Yeah, really, it's our bodies who are the teacher, you know, they tell us everything. We just
That's
have to
right.
listen.
That's right.
So,
That's
yeah.
right. Well, and Kalyani, I want to just introduce you a little. You know, Kalyani teaches our introductory, which is the most important, our introductory class on self muscle testing. All of our work that you hear on the show, or that some of you that listen are our clients as well, all of our work and its success in helping you and helping ourselves is built upon, you know, learning self-muscle testing. That is the beginning of everything. So once someone can learn that, they can learn everything else that we teach. So it's critical. And, you know, Kalyani is the teacher for that introductory self-muscle testing class. So if you haven't taken it and you want to learn how to self-muscle test, in other words, you know, on yourself with a one-handed technique versus I have to, you know, be with a person physically and hold their arm and push on their arm like, you know, old school physiology. This is very different and much more flexible to use. So that's why I wanted to have Kalyani, I wanted to have you on the show, because that's the beginning of everything that we do to help others.
Yeah. Yeah, and just even just learning the muscle test can be so profound. when I started, it was my early 20s, and mm-hmm. I just had someone push my arm down, you know, feel for the strong or weak. And then at a moment when I didn't know what the heck to do for my health or myself, I just started pushing my own arm down. So I just started doing self-muscle testing on my own and was able to just get, you know, test all my foods, change my diet so I could function again. So even at just that level, it was profound. So then I was, you know, as a mom of, how old was she, like 4 or 5, you know, and I couldn't just fall apart. So, yeah, my body just jumped in and, you know, just doing that was really profound, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. If you, like, taught yourself how to test your own arm, that's amazing.
Yeah, well, because, you know, my daughter's 5, and, you know, I taught her how, I mean, push my arm down. We'd be in the grocery store. Push my arm down, push my arm down. She did not want to push mom's arm down. She'd be running down the aisle.
Exactly.
And so, like, okay, I'll just do it.
Well, but, you know, I mean, that's why, right, that's why you teach everyone the one-handed, you know, self-muscle testing technique that you can use at any time, any place, no matter where you are or what the situation is.
Exactly. So portable, and people can use any, actually, you can use any muscle on your body to test with. I've even heard of people using their tongue, you know. But, and it makes it super portable and quick. A lot of people come in like, oh, I use the pendulum. I just want to comment on that, too, because the pendulum is great. But you can do it so much faster on your body. You do, like, 10 questions in the time, and you can do one on the pendulum. And there's just something about, doing it on your own body that you really can build trust with too. That's different. You won't lose it. You won't lose that arm. It'll stay there.
Yeah.
Like
no,
your pendulum.
I agree.
Where's my pendulum? Yeah.
Well, and you know, Pollyanne, a lot of people will say, well, first of all, right, muscle testing is about testing for truth. You know, it's about testing in any arena in life. So it helps you to access truth because, you know, a lot of times, and I think especially these times, and like we just literally went through a hurricane here in Florida again, and literally fear gets in the way of our connection a lot of times, right? So fear gets in the way. And when you become an adept muscle tester with a one-handed technique for yourself, that bypasses fear. It bypasses, you know, false beliefs. It bypasses all of that and just goes to muscle, strength, or weakness.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it. You can be, if it will bypass fear if you become, you know, adept at it. Now, I mean, sometimes I think, you know, it's good to have someone else that is in your life know how to test as well, because, you know, if you're testing truth for yourself, you may have, let's say, preconceived notions about what a result might be or something that's difficult for you to test about your child or, you know, whatever. So it's nice to have someone else in your life that you can also teach how to test. And you know, then it makes that even more neutral and objective. But when you test others, you know, I think we're very neutral and objective when we test other people, and that we have others test ourselves as well. And I think that works really well to do it that way. And I mean, that's why we're in business, because we help other, you know, we help people by the testing that we do to find the answers quickly. But I think, you know, it's about testing truth. And, you know, there's so many advantages to it. I was before the show, like even, you know, I think the first place I probably ever practiced testing was a grocery store. You know, right? And testing for foods, food sensitivities, health of the food, you know, scale of 1 to 10, how healthy is that food? Are there pesticides on the food? Will I have some kind of allergy reaction to the food? And going through and learning how to test, you know, what are the best foods for me? I mean, even just food. There's so many ways you can learn how to test produce, products on the shelves, or, you know, is something actually testing organic or does it actually have pesticides on it? I mean, you can find what's absolutely best for you and your family by learning how to muscle test just in the grocery store. You know, and not even talking about the supplement aisle. You know, I mean, how many supplements are out there now and how many supplements? And how do you know what to take?
Yep. We have a whole supplement section in the 1A class, the first class too. And because I like to help people not just like, you know, traditional hold the supplement strong or weak, you know, that's great. Right. But then, you know, you can walk out with half the store.
That's too. Right.
You know, you have how, you know, is this kind of, you know, how good is this? So we have ways to scale the supplements, you know, make a little scale 1 to 10 and other questions, you know, like what are my top 10? Or, you know, so just little tricks like that because it's great. I love sharing these tricks in the class because, you know, we've been doing this a long time and that'll save you a few years if you do it like that rather than do it like I did and just filled my shelf up with supplements and just realize, you know what, this one is not, it's good, but it's not doing, you know, like what this one's doing, like, you know. Yeah.
Well,
so.
Save your thousands of dollars. I mean, if you, you know, just test supplements, okay, is this, you know, okay, this supplement, and then we have, you know, we go through a whole process of testing, not just like, right, strong or weak arm, but we go through a whole process.
Right.
Is this beneficial? Is it significantly beneficial? Right?
Right.
Help me, you know, how many, well, is it my best interest to take it every day? How many per day? Is it best to take it with food? Is it best to take it on an empty stomach? Is it neutral? Is it actually harmful to me? Right?
Right.
So, and you can check most of those statements even before you buy it. You know, on the shelf. So, just that alone, I think, of how much, well, first of all, any kind of bad reactions and how much money I saved just being able to test supplements.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, I think that's another huge advantage is foods and supplements. You know, even like I just went to the dentist between hurricanes and had a ceramic implant. And, you know, even the ability to test all of that, right? It's like, okay, what are they using? When you go to the dentist or the doctor, or if you're going to have a surgery, okay, what's everything they're using? What's the anesthesia? What's the painkillers? Are they giving you antibiotics? Are you having some kind of implant or joint replacement? Okay, what are they using? You can test all of that ahead of time and know if it's good for you or not. And then if it's not, you know, going back to the nurse or whoever is involved and saying, okay, you know, this particular anesthesia doesn't test well for me. What else do you have? And then you go through and you test what is the one for you and what's the one that's in your best interest and the one that's going to be the best for your body.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Another little aside on that topic is too, you know, I love doing a treatment to prep for those kind of things, too, to help your body detox and use the medication or whatever you have to have properly and then get it out quick, you know, just to prep. That works really well. You know, minimizes side effects, like, really amazing. Also,
I
have great success just even asking which doctor or healthcare person I should go to, you know, like, which is good for my clients, right? You know, like, do you need to go to the ER? No, you don't. You know, I'm getting used to try this naturopath, or that's another thing I don't think we think about testing for as much.
Yeah, you know, you can test truth on anything, right? I mean, like today, I had a client today, exactly what you just said, and she called and said, okay, here's a list of all of the dental issues I'm having. Here's a list of these 8 dentists and endodontists and people in my state and who is testing the best for me for these issues. You know,
yeah,
we went through, and one was the best for one thing, and then the other, there was another dentist that was better for another issue she was having. So, she's like, okay, great. I'm going to start, you know, with a consultation with this one dentist, and then I'm going to this other one for this other piece, and thank you, you know. That saves so much time,
yeah,
energy, money, and, you know, sends you to the that resonates the best for what you need done.
Yeah.
I mean, what a gift.
Absolutely. What a gift. Yeah. And sky's the limit, you know, testing for finding houses, which phone, which car.
Yeah.
Amazon.
Hey, Beth, I just want to let you know one of the callers is back on the board, so let me know when you want to go to a caller.
Sure. Okay. I want to share one other thing, and then we can grab the caller. You know, I think one of the biggest benefits, of course, everything we're mentioning, but a big reason we teach this and that Kalyani teaches this is that people call for help with symptoms. You know, they're like, I don't know what is causing this symptom. Help me. I mean, that's why they're calling, right? That's the majority of the reason why people call. So what's going on? What is causing this symptom? And we can help people with that, usually quickly, before they have to go and have a bunch of testing done at the doctor. Or we can help, you know, narrow down what is happening so someone knows what to do, and it gives them a healthy path forward. So I just wanted to mention that before, you know, we started taking calls, because that's really a huge reason why we can help with determining what's causing symptoms, to help people feel empowered and stronger, and so they have a path going forward.
Yeah.
Kalyani, shall we take?
Sure.
All right, let's go to the first caller, area code 267. You're live.
That's me.
What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Kathy. I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Hi, Kathy.
Kathy Gleitzel. Hi, Beth.
Oh, hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm all right, but I've got a simple question.
Yeah. What's your question?
I used to be able, I've never been able to do cow's milk, but I used to be able to use goat's milk. And now I can't do goat's milk or goat's milk cheese or goat's milk yogurt.
Okay, so you're getting symptoms from those items now?
Yeah, they don't agree with me. They don't taste good. They don't taste good.
Okay, so because we're talking about muscle testing, right? So let's do this. Let's go ahead and just test you on it just to show people, you know, how we do that muscle testing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Kalyani, do you want to do that?
Why don't you show me what we're doing? Are you just checking checking it as a toxin, or?
Yeah, I was just going to test Kathy on, she's talking about, you know, feeling like goat dairy isn't testing good for her anymore.
Right. Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay. So, Kathy, said I want to be healthy.
I want to be healthy.
Okay, so you show a reversal, at least from talking about the goat milk, if nothing else. So go ahead and hold the fingertips of one hand 2 inches above your navel.
Okay.
Clothing on. Okay, so this is the belly point we have people hold for any reversal. To make sure you're holding that point, Kathy, say, I want to be healthy.
I want to be healthy.
Good. Okay. Then I'm just going to check a couple preliminary things that I test. So I'm 100% over any blocks to accurate testing, deception in my testing. I'm 100% free of any spiritual interference, attachment attack. That looks fine. I have an open block, lost, or incomplete treatment. 100% of my treatment's online. Okay. So you're testing test what we call testable. Okay, so that means we're getting accurate information. So, Kathy, think about something goat dairy, like that you've had goat cheese, goat milk.
Yep.
Okay, what are you thinking of?
Goat milk yogurt.
Okay. So it's important for anyone when you're testing someone, you want them to think about what it is that they are either wanting to eat or have eaten, not what you have had as the tester, okay? So we're testing what she's had and what she's thinking of. That's more important. Otherwise, you may not get correct information, okay? So Kathy's thinking, okay, I'm thinking about this goat milk yogurt that I've had before, okay? So Kathy, say that yogurt.
That yogurt.
Okay. That tests okay so far. Say that yogurt, I want to be healthy.
That yogurt, I want to be healthy.
Okay, that test weak. Okay, so what that's telling us is the yogurt test weak, so not good, plus it reverses your energy field and blocks healing. Okay, so yeah, you're right. So your gut feeling was right. It's not testing for you anymore, and it used to. So then... To demonstrate a little bit more, you know, what we do, Kathy, say something in the terrain.
Something? I didn't catch that.
That's okay. We'll just test it. Something in the terrain changed. Okay. So we want to know what changed. Okay. So what's the priority? Kathy, say this is physical.
This is physical.
Yes. Say, this is something man-made.
This is something man-made.
No. Say, this is biological.
This is biological.
Okay, so that test strong, just for people listening. That test is a yes. There's something biological in the body that has changed. So now cats are not testing well on goat dairy products. Okay? So your body says biological. Because I've been doing this a long time, there's some kind of pathogen in your gut that never used to be there. Okay? So let's check and see what that is. So, okay, there's something that's biological. It's a pathogen in the body, in the gut, that has caused you to be sensitive to goat dairy. That's what we know so far just from simple muscle testing. Okay? That's why everyone needs to learn how to do this. Okay. So then if we check, okay, we know something changed. The pathogen. Okay, so let's see which one it is. So we'll check this whole thing, okay? I'm being challenged by a virus. There's a virus that contributed to this goat dairy sensitivity. Your body says no. If I check for what I call hidden virus, your body says that's fine, okay? Then if we say I'm fighting a bacteria, yes, okay? I'm being challenged by bacteria. If I also check for hidden bacteria, okay, there's three hidden bacteria. Okay. Is there more? Yes. Okay. I'm going to check for mycoplasma. That's a type of bacteria. That's fine. Unknown pathogen. Again, I muscle test all of this. Unknown pathogen. No problem. Okay. Fungal issue. Fungal infection in the gut that actually tests weak. So there's a fungal infection as well that's a contributing factor. Okay. I'm testing, muscle testing one-handed for biofilm in the gut that tests okay. Think about parasites here. So I know you were something for parasites there for a while. So if we go here, okay, there's a little bit something left there along the parasite line as well. So your body says parasite, bacteria, and fungal is the reason that now goat dairy isn't testing well for you. Okay, so let's do this to show again how this works. So let's just say, okay, so if we just erase and if, okay, so as you're going along with your healing, let's say, okay, now the bacteria, the fungal, and the parasites are gone, then how does goat dairy test? Let's test that. So, Kathy, again, say that goat dairy yogurt.
That's goat dairy yogurt and cheese.
But, okay, yep, okay. Say that goat. You're throwing
goat.
The cheese in the table.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's goat dairy. Everything made from goat dairy.
Right. That's okay. Okay. So let's just show the example of the yogurt, but I know what you're saying. Say that yogurt, I want to be healthy.
That yogurt, I want to be healthy.
Good. Good. Test strong. Okay. Then if we say that yogurt, I want to be sick, test weak, just like it should. So, yeah, you see, if those pathogens weren't there, then you're going to be fine on goat dairy again. So
okay. It's
a matter of getting those pathogens. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the just from simple muscle testing. Perfect. Thank you for calling in, Kathy.
You're welcome. Thank you for helping.
Yeah, you're very welcome. My pleasure, always.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kathy.
Pretty cool demo there. All right, there's another caller. I haven't screened, so anything. All ones. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
I'm Ms. Nicole Marie, Melissa, your number one fan for 10 years.
Melissa in Colorado, you're up.
Hi, man. Hi, man.
Melissa.
Thank you, Ms. Nicole Marie. Hi, man. How are you doing? Are we doing just healing or reading? With, can I ask you a question?
Oh, you can ask. Yeah, you can ask the question. Sure.
I think this is beautiful. I listened to you before, and I couldn't get in many times, again, 10 years. So my question is, I want to think positive. I'm going through a lot of life changes right now. It's coming at me very fast. But I really need some assistance with some sort of, and I'm free will here, but anyway, what I mean by that is, do you see my male friend? He has really good advice, experience on certain things. Maybe I'm able to connect with him again, or give him more time. I don't know the answer to that. One of your assistants.
Yeah, you were cutting out just a second there, Melissa, when you were talking. So are you talking about a friend?
Yeah, well, my question is, there's a male friend that I like to connect with. I'm not sure if he really calmed down, because
I see.
Get some input on him. He has a lot of good advice on life situations, things that you have to go through, like paperwork and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I wanted to see if I'm able to connect with him now, or do I wait, or what do you see on that?
Okay. Yeah, that's something we can show with muscle testing too. So what I would say is, and Kalyani, please feel free to jump in here anytime you want to.
Sure.
Okay.
We get relationship questions. These are good.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
They're great for muscle testing.
Yeah. I try and tell my girl clients, my teenager clients, check with me before you have that boyfriend. Just call me.
Exactly.
So you're wanting to check and see if you should hook up with him now.
Yeah, do you see him like is he still my friend? Is he still my friend? What changes is he going through? I want to get an update on him. He was very helpful, but he does have bad temper. But we all have something in us. But
right.
Yeah.
So Melissa, you're thinking about what I would ask is, specifically, what are you wanting from him? Like help with some things, or like a romantic relationship, or more of a friendship, or more professional?
Well, we're friends, so I'm in an existing friend right now, friendship, because he helped me with a lot of, like, paperwork, things that you have to do. Sometimes you have to pay somebody so much, and I didn't really have to pay with him. Sometimes I just gave him donation, and that was very helpful to me.
So do you want to just check? Yeah, you want to check and see if you should reach out to him to help you again, or just to connect, just to say hi, or?
You got it, man. Okay. You got it. You got it, man. Thank you, both of y'all. Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, just going to clarify the question. And then, I don't know, I would go a couple of ways with this. I would just take your words, Melissa, and just ask, you know, using our favorite statement, is it in your highest and best? That's a kind of good blanket way to check, you know, is it in your highest and best to connect with him in the way that you're asking about? And then just ask strong or weak. And my body's just strong.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Seems okay. And then, you know, then if you need more information, you know, do you want to ask further? Does that help?
So does that mean yes?
Yes. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Your highest and best to connect. Yes.
And what about the business partner? Because I know that that particular person, when we look at her with short hair, she wants to help people, but then she don't like something because someone didn't pay her, and she starts creating problems, lying. I cannot do that because I don't want someone passing away, and I have a conscience. And what about her? Is she gonna be able to control that? Like that, I'm able to communicate and keep her on the side. I know they have business, they have a big business or a small business. I don't know how it's going.
Okay, help me out again. So this is another person. We're just going to ask about to see if she should be involved.
No. Is he going to be able to control the business partner when he communicates with me? There we go.
Okay. All right. Is she going to be able to control him when he communicates with you? That's the question?
Yeah. Like, is he able to get moved to the side? Because I have some things I need to take care of with paperwork, and if I end up paying it, I'm gonna be off balance. But this is really important. And he lets me pay him the donation because it's like some really high intense paperwork, and I just want to know if the business partner is. Is he going to be able to handle not to interfere too much?
I think it's going to be okay. He can do that. Strong.
Yeah.
It's okay. Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. And just a quick blessing from y'all ladies. Any blessings? And I know you got to go.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for calling. Good question.
Well, thank you, and I'm sorry I was mumbling. I didn't know how to ask. But thank you so much for understanding.
Fine.
You're great.
It'll help you. You'll feel more, calm and confident and maybe more clear when you talk with them and sure, and that will help the situation also just be more positive when you have that good attitude.
You're right about that. That's just like Madonna has, well, not like Madonna, but famous people have a lot of confidence. You're right about that. Have confidence.
Thank you. Yeah. So it'll help you.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
And come learn to muscle test. It helps us. That confidence part is really another gift of muscle testing. We learn to have confidence.
So very intrigued that you can do this, the arm pushing down style of self-testing yourself. I'm intrigued that it came out of sort of self, out of need. How long does it take to kind of get the hang of that and know that you're not kind of, controlling it, running it even subconsciously?
It really depends on each person. Everybody is so different, and that's doing it on Zoom is great because I can see you know, we have our cameras on. I can see what your body's doing. We can see it. And some people will just drop right in and feel it. You can see the change in their body. You can see their strong will have a broader range. Their weak will have a shorter range. But generally, the pushing the arm down method is not one that I recommend starting with. Your arm's going to get tired.
Yeah.
You ask a lot of questions, by the way. And some methods are two hands and some methods are one hand. You know, you play it. Over the years, I've found a couple methods that work best on most people that you can learn quickly. And so it just depends. You know, it can be anywhere from, you know, just a few weeks to a few months to really, depending on how much you practice and how much, you know, if you have, like, interference or a lot of
dehydration.
There can be physical, like, toxins, like if you're, you know, eating really bad or, you know, or if you're really ill, you know, you may need to just clean up a little bit, make a few shifts, and then, boom, suddenly your testing is, you know, amazing. So that's also what we teach in the 1A is how to find the things that get in the way of your good testing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sorry, here I'm rambling on, but I got one more thing to say. So if you're one of those people who tried muscle testing and to go, oh, I've tried it, it doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. Your body does know how to do it. It's So we, in our classes, you know, we'll talk about the polarity alignment, getting an alignment. That's what Beth is doing, you know, checking her to, you know, having her say, I want to be healthy, and having her hold the belly spot, that fingers together 2 inches above the navel, which will really can really help shift your testing to be in alignment. So then you're going to get better answers. And then we'll show, you know, how to double check and find things in your environment that will help clean up your muscle testing. Does that make sense? Is that a long answer to how long does it take?
Yeah, it makes sense.
It can be quick.
I'll just let you know, we've got a bit of a lull on the board here. I'm just refreshing.
Okay.
I've got some really loud birds there in the background. That sounds amazing.
That'll be Kalyani. That's my birds.
Beautiful. Some people have emailed in. Can somebody have a question answered via email if they're not physically on the phone line?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Let's do that while refreshing the board. Tara in New York, she has found that she's had problems with candida or something like it, and she's wondering if you're able to pick up anything around inflammation or related things. I'm paraphrasing. It was a long paragraph.
So her name was Tara?
Yes, in New York.
Okay. And this is a good example because it shows, you know, how we also do this remotely. And when you become, you know, adept at the muscle testing, you can do it remotely. You can do it, you know, as a surrogate. I work on people that are in the hospital that I can't speak to, or someone, you know, that might be in a coma or paralyzed or unable to speak. We're able to help in all those situations because of the ability to do the muscle testing. So it makes it really universal and universally used. So, yeah, if we check for Tara, okay. So, Nicole, I'm going to use you as a surrogate. So if we're testing for Tara, so, and just to kind of give a demo. So, Nicole, if I'm saying testing for Tara, so, Nicole, say I want to be healthy.
I want to be healthy.
Okay, so Tara is reversed right now. So, Nicole, take the fingertips of one hand and hold them 2 inches above your navel.
Okay.
Okay. For Tara, again, say, I want to be healthy.
I want to be healthy.
Good. So now she would be testing strong. Okay. So then we can just check 100% over any blocks to accurate testing, deception in my testing, 100% free of any spiritual interference, attachment, attack, non-physically attached fields, fine. Okay, so the question was about candida, okay, so which is a type of fungal infection. So if we check, you know, a lot of people think candida for women just means, vaginal yeast infection. Candida is a lot more than that. It can be basically anywhere in the body causing trouble. So if we check for Tara and using you, Nicole, as a surrogate, okay, I'm touching some specific points on the body that we test for fungal infection. Okay, so if we do that, let's see. Okay, Nicole, say, I want to be healthy.
I want to be healthy.
Okay, so that's testing weak. Okay, so the muscle testing goes weak. And I'm just touching some fungal infection points on my body for Tara, and it's testing weak. So we know, yes, there is some kind of fungal infection. Nicole, say, this is a type of candida.
This is a type of candida.
Yes. Okay. Say, there's more.
There's more.
No. So there is a type of candida. It actually resonates with candida albicans. I'm testing that to be true and strong. Okay. So then just to give Tara a little more info, let's just find where it is. So again, I'm just touching on myself, testing using Nicole as a surrogate. So it's showing up liver. And then the lower half of the dural tube that holds the spine, which is a very common place, by the way. Okay. Test the digestive tract. Yes, the digestive valves, like the ileocecal valve, the colon, small intestine.
Bladder.
Yep. Thank you, Kalyani. Bladder. A little bit nasal. Ears, and something on the skin. Anything else, Kalyani, you're picking up there?
Something in her head.
Like scalp, maybe?
Deep nasal. What is there? What's back there?
Mm-hmm. Like
eyes.
Like behind the eyes or something?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what I get. Yeah, that's
okay.
Strong. I guess it feels like the whole field.
Okay, yeah. So what I would, what we talk with her about, or if we had more of a history from her, I'd like to know, like, what kind of buildings has she lived in? Where is she living right now? Because if we're finding some of that in, sinus or behind the nose, that kind of thing, that usually tells us, there's been some kind of mold exposure as well. Candida often comes from, antibiotic use, steroid use, birth control pill use over time, eating things your body can't digest very well, so it just kind of sits, in the gut and doesn't digest and break down very well. So, those would be some of the things we would talk to her about, as a client. But, with the muscle testing, she could also learn to, test, like whether she had candida, for herself. So that's a good example. Thank you, Nicole.
Now, I have questions now. How do you use someone as a surrogate and ensure that the surrogate's stuff doesn't get coming through on the test?
Yeah. So usually what we'll do is, first of all, if possible, I like to have a picture of somebody if I'm working, like, through you as a surrogate, for example. But you don't have to. That just makes it probably more clean. But the truth is that as long as you, as a surrogate, are holding your belly point, so then you're not reversing or, your energy is strong because you're holding that point, then you are a fine, perfect vessel for testing for somebody else. As long as you're holding that point, because then if Nicole is reversed, it doesn't affect the testing because you're holding the belly point. So then we just focus on Tara and test her. I've never really seen it be like confusing about, I'm testing the wrong person, because you're acting like a conduit. right? Just like we are.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a conduit for her. So we're just focusing on her. It doesn't really get confused with you because you're in that role as a conduit.
Oh, good. Because as soon as you said you were using me, I thought, oh, dear, whatever should tell you what I've got going
on.
I got my own crap going on over here. I'm just curious, actually. Can you do, like, on me what you did for Tara and see if there's any alignments? I've had problems with the rampant inflammation returning and fairly extreme levels.
Like through your whole body or specific area?
Well, yeah, it's just stomach. It's definitely in some major joints, which are causing major problems, but it's definitely systemic as well. It dates back to when I checked myself out of the hospital when I had sepsis years ago. Actually, it was from that thing you were testing me on the way for my gallbladder on the way to emergency. It dates back that long. And I ended up getting sepsis in that process. And, I mean, those guys were going to kill me, the stupid things they were doing in the hospital. So I kept calling them on their stuff, and they shoved me in a private room and tried to make me silenced that way. And then I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to die in here. So I had my daughter come pick me up and check me out. So I never got rid of the full sepsis, so it circulated a systemic inflammation for years. It's been like an up-and-down constant battle, and it's morphed into inflammation and in major joints and organs and crap. So it's just an ongoing battle. It's like 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I think one of the things, and we can test this for you, you know, as an example, is what I've seen over the years, you know, doing this for some years now, is that vitamin C IVs help with sepsis more than anything else I've ever seen.
Mm.
Yeah, so, you know, that's something, and we can test that for you, too. So, Nicole, if you just say right now, say I want to be healthy.
I want to be healthy.
Okay, so go ahead and hold that belly point again. This time it's for you.
Okay.
Okay. So 100% over any blocks to accurate testing, deception in my testing. Okay. 100% free of any spiritual interference, attachment, non-physically attached fields. Okay. So just as an example, I had a vitamin C IV a couple weeks ago for my dental implant procedure. So if I think about just vitamin C IV for you, Nicole, say that IV.
That IV.
Okay, good. Say that IV, I want to be healthy.
That IV, I want to be healthy.
Say this would be helpful.
This would be helpful.
Say that's testing strong. Yes, again, one-handed muscle testing technique. Say significantly.
Significantly.
Yes, okay. And then we want to ask your body, like, how often? What does your body think? Again, dosage, how often? Okay. My highest and best good to do this, again, ideally, to my highest and best good to do this weekly? Yes. More than once a week? No. Once a week? What's your body's prediction? And sometimes our bodies don't predict perfectly, and we like to check along the way because things can heal faster than you think. But if we check, okay, what's your body's prediction? Once a week? Yes. How many weeks? More than one, more than two, more than three, more than four. Your body says once a week for 4 weeks and then recheck. Because, yeah, what vitamin C has been shown to literally reverse sepsis much better than any other substance that has been researched. So, you know, that would be the first thing I would recommend. And then, you know, based on your joint inflammation and all of that, you know, one of the things we would ask would be, right, okay, one of the things we test for would say, okay, something in the terrain changed for Nicole that has caused all of this. Yes. Priority is physical. I get it. Yes. Okay. Back, does this indeed date back to when the sepsis occurred? Yes, absolutely. Prior to that? No. Okay, so that's right on. So your gut feeling about that's correct. So then if we think about the joint, you know, the joint pain and inflammation, so we would check that as well and test that and what's going on there. So we'd say, okay, one of the things we do, and this is a little more advanced, but we'll show it anyway, is a cell surface receptor scan. That's level 2. You know, muscle testing is level 1. So once you get that down, you can move on to level 2 and get more advanced. So then we would say 100% of functional anti-joint inflammation factors, anti-inflammatory factors in general. Okay, so what are we looking at there? What's the priority here? Something man-made or chemical? No. Metals? No. Biological? Yes. Okay, so just for demonstration purposes, yes, the most significant issue here is pathogens. That's right. Okay. Yeah, we'll probably find, you know, a couple of foods here and there that aren't great for what's going on. That's true. But other than that, we're going to find pathogens here. So again, that's inflammation. Okay. So, Nicole, say, I'm fighting a virus.
I'm fighting a virus.
Yes. Okay. Virus. Hit virus. More than 2, more than 3, more than 4, more than 5. There's 6 old viruses in that field. Say I'm fighting bacteria.
I'm fighting bacteria.
0, more than 1, more than 2, more than 3. There's 4 bacteria, and I'm thinking about the joint. Mycoplasma, 1. Unknown pathogen, 2. There's some parasites in the field, also in the joint. There's a fungal infection showing up as well.
Yeah.
Okay. The bacterial biofilms from the original. Okay. So those pathogens are in the field. So what we would do is, you know, reconnect your system, show your body those pathogens, where they are in the system so your body can start to clear them. And it's cool because once your body can start to see something, it'll heal it a lot faster. And then, so like then if you say, okay, I'm going to do vitamin C IV, your body is tuned into what's going on, so it's going to work faster.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like bringing it to the light, you know? Yeah.
Wow. That was a lot. Oh, my goodness. Interesting. So, yeah. Now you can see why it was going to bleed through. I thought, oh dear, using me. So it all, as far as my action steps, I should check the vitamin C IV treatment then.
Go ahead, Polly.
Hey Nicole, and I'm also picking up that some infrared would be good for you, like infrared sauna. So I think there may be a detox aspect to this as well. And also oil pulling in the mouth. Has your mouth have had any significant dental work or fillings or things? Yeah, so you want to detox your mouth with oil pulling. Have you ever done that? You swish around
the
oil?
Yeah, I've got some here, actually. Yes, I do. I haven't been doing it, to be honest, but I've got it ready to go.
Okay. Well, some of those oils are anti-inflammatory. I know olive oil is, I'm not sure if coconut oil is, but sometimes those heavy metals and things are, you know, the toxins bind with those pathogens too, or they just, you know, create up a team and, you know, so I think it'll help everything. A little detox.
Cool. Well, that was an amazing demo from level 1 to advanced at the end, and the surrogacy and all. We covered a lot today. I'm just realizing the time is just zipped by us. So we've got to get you guys to do a quick wrap. I'm just going to let the next host know that we're running a bit over, and some shameless self-promotion as well.
Okay. Well, I've just got to say, Kalyani, you've got a class coming up like this month. Is it next week?
Yeah, October 23rd and the 28th. It's 2 days, so you're welcome to sign up on our website under the events. That's our 1A class, and then we're doing a 1B in December. And they do free Zoom calls, you know, little intros like this, helping people learn a technique on themselves through Eventbrite. So you can find us on Eventbrite and sign up there for those little Zoom calls.
Yeah, so the muscle testing class is starting next week, everybody, October 23rd. And go to besthealingsolutions.com, and it's in the shop. And you'll find events, and then there's the shop, and it's inexpensive. And Kalyani, how many hours is it each day?
It's about 2.5 hours each day.
Yeah, so that's manageable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
That's
you
great.
All have
we
to
do.
You got to learn on a muscle test. It saves your life. It helps your life. It helps your health. It makes you happy.
Yeah. The best. It's life changing.
Yeah, it really is. It really
yeah,
is.
And even if you already know how to do basic muscle testing, we teach you more how to use it and how to do we teach you how to do this whole environmental toxin scan. So in the very first class, you're going to learn totally how to check all your whole environment. Your everything you breathe, eat, touch. Yeah, so it's really great. We also go over surrogate testing. We go over other, you know, other things, EMFs and things like that, how to check for those things too, and how to check yourself for accuracy and how to troubleshoot. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best class you'll ever take, guaranteed.
Beautiful. Well, we're right at the tippy top. We've got to call it there. We've got you on in a couple of weeks. Looking forward to that. Great show today, guys. Thanks for being here and looking forward to next time.
Thank you, Nicole. Thanks, Kalyani.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicole and Beth and everybody.
All right.
Yeah, Kalyani.
Whoops, sorry.
Thanks, Wayne Birds.
There we go. Okay, so we've got Beth is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We got to hit the quick reset break here, and we're right back with Conscious Parenting with Sandra right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.